Catherine and I saw the most wondrous film recently, The Dressmaker. How to describe it? It's a black revenge comedy dressmaking western set in a rustic outback town.
It kind of works, yeah. It's a tragic comedy with excellent dresses.
Well, yes. Our hero, Tilly, haute couture dressmaker, returns after having driven away from the town as a child.
Been driven away from the town.
Yes. And we find out why and also the question of what's going on. And it's a pretty amazing cast. I mean, the stars include Liam Hemsworth, Kate Winslet, who plays Tilly, Hugo Weaving as the town sheriff, Sarah Snook.
Policeman. It is Australian.
Town sergeant.
Yeah.
And Judy Davis is absolutely wonderful in the role she just loves as the beleaguered drunken mum Molly. It is awesome.
And Sarah Snook, and the last sort of obvious thing, well, the first thing I saw in which was where she was playing various different genders, so it was nice to see her, you know,
That was the classic time travel story.
It was indeed.
Predestination.
Yep.
There's a wonderful cast of Australian actors that you'll recognise, and Hugo gets the chance to flounce around in frills and dresses.
But he hasn't done this since Priscilla, really.
Well, that's right. He flounces as he hasn't done since Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It's lovely stuff. It's directed by Jocelyn Moorhouse from the novel by Rosalie Ham.
So it's a very Australian production. Apparently Kate Blanchett was initially going to play Tilly, but
yes.
For whatever reasons, it's now Kate Winslet. She does an amazing job.
And a very good Australian accent.
Yes, very good Australian accent. I think she's probably the only obvious not Australian on the cast, but she does it brilliantly. And I actually think she looks the part more than Kate Blanchett would, because Kate Winslet has more of a
more
50s
curves.
Figure.
Yes.
When this is set in the sort of in the 50s, so she has more of that figure.
And she, the opening scene, she arrives on the midnight bus seeking vengeance and
knowledge more than vengeance.
Knowledge,
I think. But,
possibly,
you know, she wants to know what happened, because she was very young when they drove her away.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit like the gunfighter coming back into town on the train, really. You have that sort of feel to it.
Yeah, it does have that feel.
She also wants to find out the truth about a boy's death years ago and find out what actually happened. We don't want to give away too much, but it is a delightful film.
It is.
And a very dark Australian sense of humour, I think.
I don't know how well it will do in America.
Too Australian?
I don't know that it's too Australian, but it's certainly not Hollywood. And I can't really specify why I'm saying that, because it will ruin some things in the movie. But there are things that happen in this movie that they would not do in a Hollywood movie in any way whatsoever. So I'm not sure how it will do to certain American audiences.
The town policeman in the frock?
No, not that. I think that's quite acceptable. It's a fabulous movie, though. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, I do love the way Kate Winslet distracts the footy teams in her dresses or displaying her décolletage. Fantastic movie. It's on at the moment. Go and see it. You will not regret it. It stands out from the crowd of movies at the moment as a stunning piece of work.
Yes.